Take your Bibles, please. Thank you, Quartet. Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to Isaiah chapter 63. Isaiah chapter 63. The title of the message today is Red, or the red rather, and the flag is the blood. The red in the flag is the blood. Stands 63, beginning with verse 1. This is an Old Testament messianic prophecy that is referring to Jesus Christ and His power to save. Isaiah 63, beginning with verse 1. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winefat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger. Jesus went to the cross alone. None was with him. I will tread thee in mine anger and trample them in my fury. And their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help. And I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. Believe it or not, that's talking about Jesus Christ. And the fact that he would go to the cross, shed his blood, die for our sins, and someday judge this whole world that rejected him for the most part. The blood of Jesus Christ, the wine press, all of that. Well, our freedoms today, it's been a great price, as you've already heard, paid for them. I ran across this, and it's entitled The Red in the Flag. And this was by Henry Holcomb Bennett, The Flag Goes By. Says, hats off, along the street there comes a blare of bugles, a ruffle of drums. By the way, we're not going contemporary, all right? A flash of color beneath the sky. Hats off, the flag is passing by. Blue and crimson and white it shines over the steel-tipped ordered lines. Hats off, the colors before us fly, but more than the flag. Is passing by. Sea fights and land fights, grim and great, fought to make and save the state. Weary marches and sinking ships, cheers of victory on dying lips. Days of plenty and years of peace, march of a strong land, swift increase. Equal justice, right and law, stately honor and reverend awe. Sign of a nation, great and strong, toward her people from far and wrong. Pride and glory and honor all lie or live in the colors to stand or fall. Hats off! Along the street there comes a blare of bugles, a ruffle of drums, a loyal heart, and loyal hearts are beating high. Hats off! The flag is passing by. That's the way I feel about my flag, don't you? I love the flag that represents the United States of America. But I want to tell you, the red in the flag is blood. Now in our text, as I said, we have the messianic prophecy. And we know in Revelation chapter 19 verse 3, it is a follow-up on this very thing in Isaiah where it says, he was clothed in a vesture. Who's he talking about? Jesus. He was clothed in a garment, in a vesture, dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. That's the Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross. Remember the blood of Jesus Christ. Go back to Gethsemane. And as Jesus there wrestled with the cup that he was going to have to face, and he cried out, "There's no other way. If this cup cannot pass from me, let it be so." My friend, he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane as we see the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then as he left there and went to Golgotha's hill, we observe in our mind's eye, the best we can picture it, the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That was a horrible way to die, the worst way Rome could kill anybody. And Jesus Christ was destined, predestined, if you please, to die on the old rugged cross, the crucifixion. As his blood was shed, as they nailed him to the cross, the crown of thorns, blood. The spikes in his hands, blood. In his feet, blood. And then the sword, as they pierced his side, and the blood and the water came forth. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our sacrifice. There is a scarlet thread of blood that runs from Genesis all the way through Revelation. And it's all about God's redemptive story. It's all about a sacrifice and blood that had to be shed to atone and to cover for sin. And you and I are sinners, and we needed an atoning sacrifice. In the Old Testament, all of those sacrifices were reaching forward to the Lord Jesus Christ, the ultimate sacrifice, who finished his work, who is now set down at the right hand of the Father. Because he shed his blood once and for all, he is the great prophet, priest, and king, the high priest that is now at the right hand of the Father, offering intercession for us. Thank God he won't have to bleed like that again. He won't have to die again. He won't have to suffer again. There'll be no more Gethsemane's for Jesus Christ. He paid the price. He shed his blood. And if it's good enough for God, friend, it's good enough for me. What about our country? We are blessed beyond measure. With all of its warts and faults, we are blessed beyond measure to live in the United States of America. Amen. May I remind you that this country was born and birthed in blood. Don't ever forget that. Somebody paid a price for America to be here. Some of you have been to Valley Forge, and you've seen the park there, and in the middle of the park, there's a statue. There's a bronze statue of George Washington, and he is kneeling in prayer. That's a good thing for a president to do, amen? To honor God and kneel in prayer. And in that terrible winter of 1777, when it looked like the revolution was lost, he went to God in prayer. And God heard his prayer and honored his prayer. And with a little tattered small army, he prayed to God. When it looked like all was at loss, and there in the footprints of the soldiers in the snow was blood, because they paid a price. They shed their blood. All of that territory was covered with the shed blood of those soldiers who fought in the revolution for our freedom and for the things that we have today. Blood was shed, and the price was paid for the birth of the United States of America. By the way, who were these people back then? These people who signed the Declaration of Independence and all of those things. These were not wild ruffians. These were not wild people, crazy people. These were not people that are just trying to make a name for themselves. These were dedicated men and women. These were consecrated people. These were determined people. These were men of means and men of great education that laid their lives on the line. They were members of Congress. They were members of those states who had the wherewithal to be able to support the cause. And they sacrificed their lives. They gave their fortunes in order for America to be born. For liberty. I like that word, don't you? Amen. Liberty. I like it. I like to have liberty when I preach. I like to live in a country of liberty. I like to be around people where I feel great liberty. But they sacrificed their lives and their fortunes for liberty and for what was right and justice. 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. 24 of them were lawyers and jurists. And 11 of them were merchants. 9 of them were large plantation owners. And they knew if they were captured, they would be tortured to death. They knew that. But they knew that freedom required a price. 9 of them fought and died in the Revolutionary War of these 56. 5 were captured. And they were captured as traitors by the British and tortured to death. 2 lost sons in the war. I'm telling you, they were paying a price. 2 of them lost sons in the war. 2 had sons that were captured in the war. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. And I think of one by the name of John Hart. John Hart, they came in and ransacked his house. And he took off and left and ran to try to spare his life. And after a year in hiding in the woods in the caves, he came back to find that his wife was dead and all of his children. He had no idea where they were. They had vanished. And he died within a short period of time because of a broken heart. I'm telling you, a price has been paid for that flag and for the birth of the United States of America. You know why they valued freedom and liberty more than they valued their lives? And we need that mindset today. We need to remember always. They said, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And this is where America came from. Red in the flag is for the blood that was shed by them. I believe we ought to continue to pay the price for freedom. I believe we should continue to pay the price for freedom. And if we're going to do that, there has to be the shedding of blood. It has to happen. There's no other way. Oh, I wish there would be peace on earth. There will never be peace on earth until the Prince of Peace comes back and he gives us peace on earth. Until then, we're going to have to fight for our freedom and for what is right. In World War II, a well-known pastor had one of his men, a businessman, as a matter of fact, a young man, and he was going off to the war. And he said this to his pastor, if I can go and help to assure your right, talking to his pastor, your right and opportunity to preach the gospel, if I die, the sacrifice will be well worthwhile. Boy, isn't that something? Amen. He said, Pastor, if I have to go and die in this war, World War II, so you can keep preaching the gospel, it'll be worth it. It will be worth it. And many did die for that very, very reason. I have had the terrible experience of having to go to a mother and saying, your son got killed in the war. In Vietnam during that time, I never will forget, I was called upon. The military had so many men working and laboring and they couldn't do it. And they asked me if I would go and do that. I can't even remember if they had been there or what. But I had the responsibility to go and tell a mother, your son got killed in battle. I want to tell you, that's a hard thing to do. And yet, it's that kind of price that has been paid for the freedom that we still have. Amen. This morning, we walked through church doors that are wide open for you to come in. Friend, you can't do that in most countries, in many countries. You cannot do that. The freedom for us to walk in this building, the freedom for me to greet you and walk around, what freedom it really is, we don't understand that. And here I stand behind the podium on the pulpit area, as we call it, and I'm preaching freely today. I'm not worried about somebody stopping me or some guards being around saying, you can't preach that anymore. Thank God for the freedom to preach. But I can tell you, it's the soldiers in all of the past wars, the men and the women, yes, and people of all ethnic backgrounds who have paid the price and shed their blood, that I can stand here today and have the liberty to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God for those who have shed their blood, and they're still doing it. in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places in the world right now. And friend, I'm going to say something here, and I believe it very deeply. It's not just about oil. Though they're the liberals and the liberal media want you to think it's all about oil and that type thing. No doubt some of that may be a factor in some minor way, I don't know. But it's more about freedom than it is about oil. And that's why I think we ought to back our soldiers, both the men and the women, and our president. Even though we may not understand every aspect of it, I want to tell you there's a price to be paid for the freedom. And those people who are radicals, who bombed, or who caused the planes to go into the Twin Towers, friend, they are all around the world. And if we don't stop them over there, they're going to be over here. And I'm telling you, nuclear warfare will be something we cannot imagine. The atomic bomb will be like a little firecracker compared to that. And they have and are getting that kind of information. Whether it be Saddam Hussein, and I'm glad that those people have been freed from him, or Osama bin Laden, the coward who hides out and has other people do his dirty work, I'm telling you there's a price to be paid for freedom. David, one time, the Philistines were in Bethlehem, and David was hiding in the caves, and they had ransacked and taken over that place, and he just made this statement, "I wish I had a drink of water from a well back in Bethlehem. Oh, I'd love to have a drink." And some of the soldiers, because he was king, they wanted to please him, and they made their way there in Bethlehem, and they got the water from the well, and they brought it back to him. They risked their lives in order for him to have a drink. And they brought it back to him, and he offered it as a sacrifice to God. He said, "I am not worthy. How can I drink this water from these men who sacrificed their lives just to bring me a drink of water?" And we ought to offer as a sacrifice our freedom before Almighty God today for all of those who have paid the price and are now paying the price. This church has freedom. Thank God we do. And we have liberty. Thank God we do. But I'm telling you, it was purchased by the blood. You sang freely today these beautiful songs. We heard the choir sing. We heard a quartet. We've been able to experience all of this freedom and worship God freely because somebody is paying the price. But now let's get back to redemption and salvation. Do you know for sure if you died today you'd go to heaven? Are you a person here that is not really sure about your salvation, man, woman, boy, or girl, anywhere in this auditorium? I ask you the question, let me have your attention. Do you know that you're going to heaven? Is there anything in life any greater than knowing for sure where you're going to spend eternity? Is there any question that is any greater than the question, am I ready to meet God? Because you never know when you're going to die. But let me tell you, there's been a price paid for our sin. You see, Jesus wasn't just a martyr to a cause or setting a good example on the cross. We are sinners. That sin had to be paid for. God will not let people who are living in sin, whose sin has not been paid for, into heaven. He is a holy, righteous, just God. So there had to be some way for us to go to heaven. Why was Christ dying on the cross? What was he doing when he shed his blood? My friend, he was satisfying the holy, righteous demands of his Father, who said there's no other way for people to come into heaven except you pay their sin debt. They can't pay it. They don't have enough good in them to pay it. They don't have enough money to buy it. It has to be by grace and only grace. And so Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, was the one to pay the price. Years ago, in Exodus chapters 12, you can read through there and you find out there was a time called the Passover night. And there was a death angel, and God said, every one of you, Jew and Gentile alike, Egyptian and Jew, are going to, the firstborn's going to die in your home, and you're going to be judged by me unless what, God? Unless you get a lamb and put it up that it's spotless without blemish, a young lamb, which is a picture of Jesus Christ. and you take that blood and you slit the throat of that lamb and take the blood and put it on the doorposts and the lintels, both the top and the bottom and the sides, which is a picture of the cross of Jesus Christ. A basin down at the foot of the door, and that's where the blood that was left over went in, and the hyssop, like a small leaf plant, they used it and they put it on the doorpost. And there had to be sacrifice in order for the judgment to be stayed. Whether Jew or Egyptian, it had to be there. And that, my friend, was just the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Sin always draws blood. And in this case, it was a picture of Christ. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. We're going to die if we don't get our sins forgiven. And we're going to die not only the death that is natural, but we're going to die or be eternally separated from Almighty God. The wages, the payoff of sin is death. Ezekiel said in chapter 18 in verse 20, the soul that sins shall die. The soul. And that means everybody is a sinner. There's none righteous, no, not one. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. You say, well, I'm good. I'm a good man. I'm a good person. I meet people all the time that try to convince me how good they are, that they're good. Good compared to whom? Not compared to Jesus, my friend. Good compared to somebody else, but not Jesus. And you have to have the righteousness that Jesus had in order to get into heaven. You have to do that. It's just something that God has said has to come. But thank God, the blood, if it's applied, we're ready to meet the Lord. Jesus is our Passover. 1 Corinthians 5:7. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. There's no doubt about who he's talking about. Christ, the Son of God, the perfect one who became our substitute, our sacrifice, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And what does he give us? He gives us life. He gives us eternal life. He gives us life more abundantly. He gives us redemption. He gives us salvation. He gives us, thank God, an open door to heaven through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I must not forget that. You see, life is never the same when you meet Jesus. It all changes. It's all different. We have to remember that the blood was shed for the lost. Remember that, for the lost. Doesn't matter how wretched you are. Doesn't matter how far you've gone from God. Doesn't matter how low down you've gotten in your moral life, my friend. The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all guilt, from all penalty, from all stain, from all sin. It doesn't matter. It's the love of God and the blood of Jesus Christ, and it's available to everybody. I don't care what you've done or what you haven't done. It's available to us all. I could never forget what Christ has done for me. I don't want to forget the blood that he shed on Calvary. I don't want to forget what he's done for me. Every now and then I go through my hometown, great metropolitan area called Rayville, Louisiana. And I go to a little cemetery, the Masonic Cemetery, where my mother and daddy are buried, my brother right by them, who was killed in a car wreck. And I go there, and sometimes I stand at the foot of their graves. And I think, and my mind goes back, and memory goes back, and I remember all the sacrifices my little mother made, and all the hard work and sacrifices my daddy made, and I don't ever want to forget it. Amen. I want to reminisce and think about it. I never want to forget it. Sometimes I stand there with tears in my eyes, and I think, boy, I remember how hard my little mama worked and what she did. And this is Memorial Day. We remember our loved ones that have gone on before us. And we don't ever forget that, do we? I don't want to forget it. You don't want to forget the husband you lost, or the wife you lost, or the child you lost. We can't forget, and we don't want to forget. But then we have the Lord's Supper. Never so often around here, we have the Lord's Supper. And friend, it is the blood. This do as oft as you do it. Why? Do it in remembrance of me. Amen. The blood in the flag, the red in the flag is for the blood. And when we have the Lord's Supper, We have the cracker, which speaks of his broken body. And then we have the grape juice. It comes from the crushing of the grapes, like Christ was crushed on the cross. The fruit of the vine. And when we have it, it would be great sometimes if tears would come in our eyes. And we would never, never forget what Christ has done for us. There's an old song that I like. The title of it is At the Cross. I've been singing it for years and years and years, and we'll keep singing it at this church. Amen. I heard somebody on the radio the other day, a lady referred to a song. She said, years ago we used to sing this. I thought, honey, you need to come to my church. We sang that about 2 weeks ago. Amen. We're still singing these good old songs of the faith, and we don't want to change it. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. When I remember the cross, 'tis all that I can do is give him everything. Give him my life, my all, my time, my treasure, my talent, my purpose for living. I live for Jesus Christ. That's why I'm here. That's why God's left me here. To live my life for him. Our lives, our church, our salvation, our redemption, our homes, our land, our nation, our liberty, all of these things come from the Lord Jesus Christ. And the liberty we have in this country comes from the shed blood and sacrifice. Friends, don't ever forget the price has been paid for the freedom of America. Don't ever forget it. Don't ever, ever forget it. The red and the flag stands for the blood that has been shed. So we could stand here today and salute it. But more importantly, don't ever forget the love of God through Jesus Christ. If you're not saved, get saved. If you're saved, give him your whole life. How can we not? How can we do any less than serve him with all of our heart if we go back and look at the cross work of Jesus and his shed blood? Would you stand with me, please? Every head is bowed. And I want to ask this question first while no one's looking around. Do you know, are you listening? Say amen. Amen. Do you know for sure, 100%, if you died today according to the Bible, you've done what the Bible says to go to heaven? Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Would you just, if you have any doubt, don't lift your hand. But if you know, lift your hand real high. Keep them up just a moment as I look around in the congregation. Keep them up. Thank you. May put them down. Now, we didn't do that to embarrass anyone. We did it so I'll know how to give the invitation. And I ask our people to bow their heads. But I did notice that some of you could not raise your hand. Friend, I want you to take a look at the cross today. Jesus shed his blood, became your sacrifice. And he's speaking to you right now, telling you that's exactly right. You need to get your sins under the blood so you can go to heaven. Look at the cross. Don't forget it. He loved you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Where? On the cross. The virgin birth, that you might be redeemed. Sir, ma'am, anyone here, you can come to Christ. And then may I challenge you as a believer, don't forget that we owe him everything. Does your life reflect to God that you haven't forgotten the shed blood on the cross? And do you love this country and understand that a price has been paid for our freedom to live for him and to witness? Father, speak to hearts. Some could not raise their hand. Some are not sure. But I pray, dear God, that today, that they would receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. And dear God, I pray that we as believers might be brought back to the cross over and over and over again to remember, to remember, to remember the price that Jesus paid for us. May it move us and motivate us and break us. May it make us stop our sinning business. May it make us get our hearts right with you. May it make us serve you completely. We pray and ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.